This is a continuation of the April 27th, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 802 for property ID 104636000. The property is owned by Mikolai Carr. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Mikolai Carr present for the appellant over video chat. And then we also have an interpreter present. Her name is Yulia, and her ID number is 382872. And so at this time, we'll have you both raise your right hand to be sworn in.
You need to interpret that.
Oh, you asked me? Sorry.
If you need to interpret all the verbatim, then or just the general interpretation, because if you need me to interpret something verbatim, then I will need it a bit slower, please.
Go ahead and interpret it. In summary, it's fine.
Это продолжение слушания 27 апреля 2022 года из Board of Equalization, и это слушание, в котором участвует Николай Карр, переводчица, и также представители этой компании. Мы на видеоконференции, и сейчас мы хотим, чтобы вы дали присягу. Сейчас вам нужно поднять свою правую руку.
Mm-hmm. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth and the penalty for perjury?
I swear.
Okay. You can put your hand down. I need to turn off my... Okay, and we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2021. You need that interpreted?
No, I'm fine. I understand that.
Just keep in mind that the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail.
Okay.
Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state.
Okay. I understand.
Need any of that interpreted?
No. I understand.
Okay. So I'm going to then turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal, what your reasoning for your appeal is. So, the floor is yours.
Okay. So, I can say it right now, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. My point is because the market of value property, when I bought it on this, like, on my point, it's really hot market. And property was listed about March or February. I'm not sure. And it was about 3-5 months on the market already, and it was listed about 150, and they reduced price to 135 and 130. I don't really remember these numbers. I just assume it right now. And I bought it for 100. So this is like really, really different between what is the value of a county and what is market value. So because I have from you guys appraisal on a value property what it already was submitted with another property, but I never see the actually, because the property has Юля, мне нужна помощь, как сказать ограничение в использовании?
Limited usage.
Да, Yes, limited on the use of these two something because they have a this power line, a Bonneville power line. It's more on the half of this property. They have this, and plus they have an easement, which is in a plan, so the city can take off their piece of this property for use for the future easement. So I can't do anything over there too. It's another limited of use of this property. So, and I never saw that appraisal actually show this like a reason, because he tried competitive with another property like similar similar size, probably what I look in similar, maybe close by this area, but it was not really, because this size is not really like a true. And I see the benefit of size, the line. Yeah, you might don't have this close of neighbors, but it's still it's maintenance of this work. So I need a mower and I need take care of fence a lot too. So I don't see like it actually make a value of property. So this is my point. And yeah, and market price was absolutely like what I bought just a free. It's not some people what I know on you. It just, I bought it just a, like regular person on the market. So, and this hot market, it was so long on the market, and I bought like how much it paid. So it's not I bought, I'm first person. So this is what my reason, this is why I don't understand why it's so, it's like really, really different number. Maybe it's not cost 100, like for the tax and everything, like you appraise, but it's not 100, almost 90,000. It's like almost 90% over what I paid for. So this is my kind of question. I don't know. This is why I asked for it. Thank you.
Did you use a realtor when you bought the property?
Realtor was not my realtor, was seller realtor.
Okay, so you didn't have a realtor of your own. You just
No, I didn't have, no, nobody actually worked for me. I just go to the seller realtor. I know nobody presents me on this situation. I just go and it wasn't on a Zillow. I find on a Zillow or somewhere, I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't use it.
Michelle, can you pull up a map that shows the restrictions on the property? I don't know if you got that, you can get that layer on there.
So I don't know if this will show easements, but let me know if you need me to zoom in anywhere.
I can explain where easements can be.
Go ahead.
So it's going to be, I don't know how I can speak before. So what is the street? If you're looking for the right corner on the bottom of the property line. So, and this is like exit to the property, and it go all the way through, straight to another street, what is perpendicular, of, no, not this way, another way. Yeah, and then over, yeah, for this street. Yeah. So it's going to be a south of the property, all line, and straight to another road. From the one street to another street.
Which street is Moe Street? Or Moe Avenue?
Oh, this is street what I rent out. This is my, where I rent out right now. It's my current address, Moe Avenue.
This one is on 65th Street.
Yes, 65th Street. And, but if you have, Юлия, они, мне нужна ваша помощь. Как сказать перпендикулярная улица?
You can see the the tower on the property to the left of his. You see the tower on the upper part of it. There's a BPA tower there. So that whole strip must be a BPA. Goes across to the other side.
Oh, I see. So what's the main street is going north and south there? West of the tower.
Is that 65th? Or is that
65th on the and the south, right? If you go on the south, the right side, the property, this is 65th. This all, it's kind of court. Yeah, it's a court. I don't know how I can show because it's not in my hand. Oh, one sec. I can write down for you. One sec.
Yeah. You look down below on the map that she's got on there at 64th, and so this one's 65th right there.
And 94th Avenue is the one that runs. Is that 94th Avenue or 54th?
Yeah. Well, this is, between 94th and 65th is going to be easement can be.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Okay.
And those buildings that are there buildings on that property?
They have model home and carport, kind of little like home, how to say, like home. Yeah, the carport, the cars, and model home.
Mobile home, okay.
Yeah, and this couple RV was over there. So this old feature, I don't know what year is this. It was a lot of stuff over there, but it's not anymore.
So all that's left is the mobile home, or is there just a mobile home? Is that the only
thing? There's mobile home. Yes, there's mobile home.
Okay. Is this Minnehaha? Yes, is that where this is? Is Minnehaha?
No, it's not.
It's Five Corners. Oh, that's right. That's right. You mentioned that. Okay. Five Corners. Okay.
I don't know if you can see it. So the property is over here. Oh, okay. Thank you. So the 60 feet over here, property over here. And yeah, easement is over here for this road. I don't know what 94, okay. But it's
94.
The building is over here. So here's the easement for the, so, and here's the Bonneville line over here. So
yeah.
The
property, okay.
Sorry,
just Parkway is north of that.
So about half of the property is usable by you. Is that about right?
Yeah, it needs to probably measure better, but I'm not sure how much exactly. Like a little bit smaller than half, I think so, but maybe half. I can't say exactly.
Okay, I got it. I'm okay. I have enough information.
I don't have any questions.
Yeah, I understand it.
I think we have it. You'll hear from us within 30 days. You'll get a letter from us.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right. Close the hearing.
Is there any...
This is a continuation of the April 27th, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 805 for property ID 986038797. The property, it's listed as being owned by Tyler Wilson and Julia Wilson, but Jill Miracle is the owner, and we do have her. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There's no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Jill Miracle on video chat for the appellant. So this time we'll go ahead and have you raise your right hand, and we'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty of perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2021. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from the court as the outcome. and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. And before I turn it over to you, I just want to clarify one thing. On your appeal, it says you purchased the property on December 9th of 2020 for $650,000. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So go ahead and tell us what you want to about this property.
I'm just appealing due to similar property sales. As I looked, I wanted to send a bunch of comparables, but my comparables that I've listed are houses that have sold for over $100,000 more than my house, and they're also have similar property tax bills. As I look at any similar sales in my market around the 650, they're actually sitting at as good as that $4,800 in property taxes. And then just in looking at other properties, I mean, the area in which I am severely sloped is accessed only by a mile of gravel road passing other residents. And beyond that, it felt that the property tax assessment was quite a leap. After I talked to the appraiser, I understand that the house was marked at 35% complete and then ultimately changed, but the new appraisal I just thought was too
high. I'm sorry, is the house complete?
Yes, it is. It's been complete since 2018.
Well, and you paid $650 for it, so you think you overpaid for it?
Well, in the market, unfortunately, but no, just the appraised value, I believe.
Well, it's appraised at $604, is that correct?
Yes, it's assessed at
$604. The assessor. Was it appraised for a mortgage loan at the time of the purchase?
Yes.
And what was that appraisal at?
I'm imagining it must have been close to the payment. I mean, my down payment was significant, but I didn't have to come in extra.
You didn't get to see the appraisal?
I don't recall it. I can imagine the bank would have had a problem if it didn't appraise that, and I didn't have any issues.
So you think the 604 is too high, even though you paid 650 for it?
Yes, based on the other comparable sales, the 750,000 and up houses are appraising similar to mine for property tax valuation.
Did you see on the comparable property sheet it says don't compare assessed values or other people's property taxes? You need to look at comparable sales. So we don't look at other homes' tax values or the taxes that they paid. We look at comparable sales.
Aren't those sales? Them?
Yeah, your sales all support even a higher value than what the county has assessed you on.
That's misunderstood. So I was grabbed comparables that had property taxes similar to mine.
No, you want to choose homes that, I mean, if you think, are these homes comparable to yours in style and size? It looks like they are. Well, they're cut a little bit bigger.
Yeah, they're bigger. They have shops. They have flat land, all things that I do not have.
But, and they all sold for a higher price than yours did. $10,000 or so higher. So.
The law says that your property is supposed to be valued at the fair market value at the date of assessment. And your fair market value, one of the truest estimate of fair market value is what a willing buyer is willing to pay to a willing seller. And you paid $650 for it just 20 days before the assessment date. the 650 is going to be the best evidence of your market value of your home, which would be the assessed value for tax purposes. And they've only assessed it at 604, so you actually are assessed lower than what the fair market value would indicate.
And all that, so it's not applied equally for all residents. The three houses that I have listed are significantly higher. If they're, why aren't their properties based on what they purchased for and put money?
Well, yours is $46,000 lower than what you paid for it.
And theirs is $150,000 to $200,000 on their appraisal.
They apparently are just not caught up with the market yet. I mean, assessed values can't be comparative, as Lisa was telling you. It has to be the fair market value, meaning the purchase price. And when you buy or sell a home, that becomes the new assessed value that obviously didn't get picked up in the assessed values for these houses.
But they will catch it. The county's pretty good about staying on top of that. One of them didn't sell until 2 of 21, so I'm sure that over time the county's going to catch up with those sales also. So, I don't have any other comments.
Okay, I think I understand it.
I understand it. I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Close the hearing.
This is the April 27th, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves case number 804 for property ID 185018000. The property is owned by Eugene Ritter and Janet Ritter. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I will hand it back to the board.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on evidence available. Any questions?
No questions.
I said
close the hearing.